Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are happy, we're enthusiastic, and excited for a chance to talk to Ray Young. If you guys go to Hawks games, obviously you know Ray is Trey's father. Trey's the biggest star in our city, and therefore he gets a lot of conversation, not only on this show, but from all over the country. And Ray, we appreciate you coming on today, man. I hope everything's cool with the fam. Everybody is doing well, and thank you again for joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Everything is going great. Thank you guys for having me on, and I'm excited to be on with you guys. This is my favorite radio station in Atlanta, and I'm just glad that you guys even make Trey one of the subjects of your conversations during the day. He's excited to be a Hawk, and I'm excited to be on the radio with you guys.
We were just talking about it, Ray. If we had a little more scoring, it looks like we could have beat the Celtics.
I know, man. I know. I think this is one of the years where it's wide open. And I thought the Celtics would, kind of run through the Eastern Conference, but watching what I'm watching now, I'm like, man, we really had a chance. You know, we're just, you know, we're still very young. You know, we need some more veterans and, you know, older guys that have been through those battles. But, man, I think we missed out on an opportunity this year for sure.
We're talking with Ray Young, guys, Trey Young's father here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Ray, was the season hard for you? I mean, watching it unfold? I mean, listen, it was – Mike and I were like, you know, coaching changes and all. It seemed like there was turmoil. Was it hard for you to watch this season play out?
Well, it's always hard for me first off because I'm a dad. And, you know, I'm also a big basketball fan, a huge NBA fan, but – but having a son who's involved in it, it's always hard. I take every loss, you know, just as hard as Trey does. And I look back at the season every year and I sit down and talk to Trey and I'm like, man, what if we would have beat Charlotte, you know, those three times instead of losing to them? What if we would have beat Houston, you know, at Houston or some of these games that, you know, not to disrespect any other team, but some of those games that we should have won, that like totally changes the, you know, the whole playoff situation. And now we're four or five seed and Trey's in New York again playing against the Knicks or maybe, you know, playing against Cleveland. So it's just to answer your question, it is hard. And knowing that, you know, we lost Coach Nate in the middle of the season, who I really respected as a coach. And I think he's a great man and a great leader. It was just a tough season all the way around.
It is Ray Young with us, guys. Trey's dad's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hopefully we'll get Trey in studio at some point. One of the things, Ray, we talked about earlier, the new point guard.
Yeah, DeJounte.
I always thought it was going to be more of Trey like getting open looks and just like leading the league in three-point scoring. And it just seems like it was tough to get two ball-dominant guys to make it work.
Well, I think that's tough to ask, like, right off the bat. I don't know how much time they got in the offseason. And I will say this. You know, Nate McMillan has been successful as a coach in the NBA, and you can't take anything away from him. But I don't know if his system would call for that type of game from Trey. But I do know with Quinn, I mean, Quinn's great. I mean, his resume speaks for itself, the way he coaches, the way he resonates with his players, you know, on the court and off the court. I think it's just going to be tremendous for my son. But I can see a lot of that happening under Quinn. I don't want to, you know, speak too soon, but just knowing him and the way he coaches and the way he likes to get up and down and shoot a lot of threes, I can definitely see, you know, Trey doing a lot of that, you know, here in the future playing for the Hawks.
We're talking with Ray Young, guys. Trae Young's dad here on the show. It's Dukes and Bell. I saw the photo of you and Jason Tatum's dad. I know you guys are cool, playing some golf. Yeah. I know you guys are talking some trash. I mean, talk about that relationship, because you do know a lot of these guys well, right? Trae coming up playing, you know, travel ball and AAU and all the stuff. A lot of these guys we're seeing that we have to get through or try to play to get to a championship. You know these guys pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that a lot of fans don't get to see, and I wish they could. Is you know, I hear the old heads, which I'm considered one of those old heads that used to watch the game, and you know, guys hated each other and they used to fight and punch each other, and now you got guys hugging after every game and, you know, going out to dinner and hanging out in the off season. And that's because they, you know, they grew up playing together. They all grew up playing against each other in camps and, you know, staying in the same hotels and or dorm rooms at these Nike and Adidas camps as kids. So for us dads, you know, we have our little fraternity too, where we all know each other and we look up to the elder fathers in the NBA, you know, the Chris Pauls, you know, dads and other guys who have been there before us. So I think the NBA is definitely you know, close knit when it comes to families and the players, but it all starts, you know, when they're in grade school and these kids are playing against each other, you know, from the fourth and fifth grade. So, right. Justin did talk a lot of smack. He thought we had a big bet. I won't say how much it is, but he said they were going to sweep us, and I'm like, we're not going to get swept. I guarantee my son's not going to let us get swept. So I really thought it was going to go seven games, because after we won that first game, he called me and he's like, okay, let's double nothing and say that you guys won't get another game. And then that's when Trae went down there and hit the deep one. Woo! In game five, I think it was. So he still hadn't paid me yet, but yeah, we had a big bet, you know, during that series, and it was fun.
I was looking at your numbers, Ray, at Texas Tech, 38% from three. Did you talk trash on the floor back in the day?
Man, I was that guy that I was so small that I had to talk trash to be able to pump myself up. You know, I couldn't do a lot with my size. I was only 5'11", you know, but I was super fast, and I would, you know, play defense. But you know, Trae took his game to a whole nother level. I mean, I couldn't shoot like him or pass like him, but as far as, you know, playing with heart, you know, being a small guy, I had a pretty decent career at Texas Tech. So I, you know, I'm just so proud of my son that he was able to, you know, take what I had and just run with it. You know, he's done some amazing things so far.
Ray, you know, we were talking about the events that Trae has coming up in Atlanta. He's giving back to the community, which I absolutely love, because that's what it's about for our stars. What do you think, Trae, what do you think Atlanta means to Trae?
Well, it's, you know, you're going to make me get emotional on this phone, man. I wasn't, you know, prepared for all this. But I just think, you know, for us as a family, first and foremost, we can't thank the city enough for giving my son that opportunity. And I'll never forget sitting in New York at that table and Trae just, you know, hoping that he was able to go play, you know, play in Atlanta. I know he had a relationship with Quavo at the time and a lot of other, you know, artists and entertainers in Atlanta, but it was more than that. You know, Trae wanted to go somewhere where, you know, nothing like a NBA championship has been done before. You know, I know he's always been an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. He's always been a Kobe fan with the Lakers, and it would have been cool to go to New York or Boston, but for him to be that type of kid that wants to come here and bring that first championship to Atlanta, that's what it was all about. And I can't even explain to you how fun it was that, you know, that rookie year when he hit his first game winner and, you know, he went to the baseline and said, this is my city. You know, that
right.
that was something I'll never forget. And hopefully the fans in Atlanta just understand how much he loves and appreciates that city. Like, I mean, there's no place that he can't go where fans recognize him and they want pictures and autographs. And, you know, hopefully that never changes. And he knows it's a business at the end of the day. And, you know, this is just one chapter of his life, but hopefully this is one of those chapters that will never be forgotten, and he's able to help his team, you know, bring a ring to the city.
It is Trae's dad, man, talking with Ray Young here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know, Ray, we talked about this, but because he did so much superstar stuff so early in his career, like the 21 season, taking over the Garden, beating the Sixers, I guess fans, and certainly me as a fan and as a broadcaster, just felt like he was there. Like, he was next level now. Yeah. But is it still about the maturation process and learning the NBA game, even for a guy with a skill set like Trey?
I really think so, because when I look at his mentors or I look at his idols, you know, Trey's never going to sit there and tell you that Steph Curry was one of his idols, because, you know, he's still competing against him. Steph's still playing at a high level trying to win a ring like Trey is. But whenever Trey watched those guys playing at Davidson, they were in their early 20s. You know, Steph played 3 years, you know, 3 years in college, and then he really didn't start, you know, becoming that Steph Curry or, you know, that person he is now until his sixth or seventh year. So, you know, with Trey, I know that's not he doesn't want to use that as an excuse, but I have to remind him all the time, you know, you're only 23, 24 years old, and, you know, you have to grow into this process. I mean, you're still, you know, becoming that man that you're going to be, here a few years from now. And when you become that player that I know you can be and he knows he can be, it's going to be scary, because, like you said, the numbers that he's putting up now, you know, some of the things that he's done already at a young age is, I mean, you can't really fathom it. You know, there's only a handful of people that have done that. And, you know, I'll throw Luka in there too. You know, even though that whole Trey thing happened on that day, like, they both just put up gaudy numbers already in their first, you know, 4 or 5 years. And that's just something that, you know, both of them should be applauded for, but especially Trey for doing it at 6'1", which I'll say 6'2". You know, most people think thinks he's 5'11", but if you stand next to him, you know, you'll see that he's taller than what people really think he is. But, you know, to answer your question, you know, this is a business. Things have to happen, you know, at a increased rate, and Trey wants to win as bad as anyone. But, you know, that's my role as his father, is just to remind him that, you know, you got to crawl before you walk. And, you know, he's accomplished a lot of things with his teammates in the city. And, you know, there's a lot more to accomplish.
Listen, I don't want to take this lightly, or I don't think it should be taken lightly, that your involvement with him, you raising him the way you did, has absolutely played a role in who he's become. And you need to be commended for that. But I am curious, because I've sat behind you, that he looks at you sometimes during those games, and you guys have this this nonverbal communication thing that, you know, a kid has with his dad, where I look over and sometimes I'm like, is Trey looking at dad like, should I use this move or should I use that move? What is this nonverbal thing that you guys have going on?
We're getting better, man. I promise you, we're getting better at that. And actually, I'm proud of my son, because, you know, he's stepped away from that. And it's more than just basketball. It's more of a, okay, this is my happy place. This is my happy place. When I'm suffering, or I turn the ball over, or I miss a shot, or, you know, maybe John Collins was open or DeJounte Murray was open and I missed him, and I'm like, man, that's my bad. And he looks over at me, and I'm like, I just give him. There's never a negative facial expression.
Yeah.
So it's always a, you know, just a happy place. But like I say, as he's gotten older, he's just, you know, he doesn't do it as much anymore. And, you know, and I try not to make eye contact with him as much anymore. And and I could really tell whenever Quinn came on board, it was like, wow, like, he wasn't looking over at me at all, and it was kind of hurting my feelings, but I'm starting to get over it. But, you know, again, with Quinn being there, it's just, you can just see the relationship, you can just see the trust, and you can see just the passion that they both have for doing something special, you know, for this city and for this team.
It is Ray Young with us, and you bring up Quinn Snyder. That's our Carl can attest. I've had some bosses that I didn't see eye to eye with over my career.
It's happened. It's happened.
And sometimes through no fault of either individual, it gets toxic. It just seems, to your point, that Quinn gets him and that Quinn has his back.
Yeah.
And so with a full season, it just seems like the sky's the limit for this team.
I really think it is. And, I think a blind man could see that through the last 20 or 30 games, whatever it was, you can just see the way they were playing. And this is, and no disrespect for anybody that was here earlier, because every time I see Lloyd Pierce, because this is a small community, right? You know, with the NBA, the players and the coaches, every time I see Lloyd Pierce, I give him a hug and I shake his hand, and Trey does the same thing. And I just thank him. I thank him so much for having that faith and doing what he did with my son, because, as you guys know, Trey struggled a little bit, you know, his first 20 or so games in the NBA. And I remember, you know, Travis and Lloyd bringing Trey into the office, and they were thinking about starting, I forgot who the other guard was there for a while, but you know, Lloyd stuck with Trey, and you know, now we see what he's become. So with that being said, you know, and no disrespect to any other coach that was here, they just aren't Quinn. You know, Quinn is, I mean, he just gets it, man. And I think with Trey's relationship with Donovan Mitchell and those guys talking about it, you know, before, you know, Quinn even got here, it made Trey that much more confident that knowing that he's going to have a coach that gets him, that's going to have his back. But not only that, he's going to push him. He's going to hold him accountable, and, you know, he's going to get in his tail whenever he does things wrong, but he's also going to hug him and praise him whenever he does things right. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. And I think that just makes for a great relationship.
Well, Ray, when you guys at some point get back to town, I know you got family stuff going on, man. We want to get you in studio and chop it up with you. Our listeners are thoroughly enjoying hearing this, and they're complimenting you on the job you've done with Trey and the star that he's become for our city. And again, I appreciate you jumping on with this after our conversation, man. So thank you so much.
No, it's all good. Well, it's all good. And just so you guys know, I'm going to make it happen. Even if I got to drag him in there, I'm going to make it happen. And, you know, Trey will sit down with you guys. And at the end of the day, like I said, you know, Trey came into the organization as a kid, as a young man at 19. And hopefully he leaves as an old grown man with a couple of championships. And we're all going to sit down and laugh about, you know, everything that's happened and, you know, cry about the success.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.